This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and it's a thing of the past, but a thing of the future, and a thing that we can all do now. It's the drive-in. Load as many people up you can in that woody paneled station wagon. Head out to the drive-in. If you're looking for one, there's one right here in Sullington, the Sullington Drive-In. They released about a week ago the summer schedule for 2023. It's got some regulars. It's got some new ones. It's got some interesting ones. I want to discuss one of them in particular, how they were able to pull that one off. But Michael Fasulo is joining me this morning. He's the chairman of the Sullington Drive-In. Michael, thank you for joining me.
No problem, Joey. Glad to be here.
So I'm looking at the schedule. It's the 2023 season. How long has the drive-in been going on now in Sullington?
This is our 14th season.
So a good run. I mean, it's going to continue. You know, let's go back about 14 years if you can. So what sparked this to resurrect itself in that area?
Well, the property was at that time was a for-profit drive-in owned by a family for years. And when they decided to sell it, the town stepped in to buy it because it's adjacent to an existing park. And, you know, there's always a demand for fields. So they acquired it to be able to expand the park and add some fields. So at the time, there was two screens on the property, and there was a handful of us as volunteers got together, and we went to the town and said, leave one screen if you can. They wanted to knock them both down, but they were able to leave one of the screens because the idea we had at the time was, hey, let's show movies on a Saturday night and resurrect the drive-in and keep it going. So at that time, it was just an idea. We had no idea how it was going to play out, how popular it was going to be, and whether or not people were going to want to help us. But we gave it a shot, and the town agreed with it. So they left one screen for us, and we started that first year. It was pretty crude. It was a dirt field, and we had to sell tickets on the way in on a card table. And it was pretty crude. We had a boombox under the pavilion to listen to, but it was popular and it caught on, and we've grown from there. We've made a lot of improvements over the years, and here we are with the best we can be right now.
That's the thing, you have made the improvement. I mean, drive-ins have been around a while. People remember, my parents remember going back to the drive-in. So to be able to bring that to the newer generation, I mean, it's got to be cool to see, we've gone to many of the showings, and you see multiple generations of people out there enjoying the evening.
Yeah, it's really, because there's so few, there's actually now only two drive-ins in the state of Connecticut. There was three, and the one in Pleasantville they're not opening this season. So we're down to two in Connecticut, so few and the people that have never experienced it, it's becoming very popular. People come from all over the state to come to this drive-in. And one of the best parts for me, one of the most fun parts for me, is on a Saturday night, just being there when they're selling tickets or walking around and asking people where they're from. And sometimes it's out of state, sometimes it's New York, but it's very rewarding to see these people come from all over the place and enjoy the experience that a lot of them have never experienced.
That's awesome. And I mean, the technology has changed, but it still stays the same. You know, back in the day, you had the little speaker. Everyone used to put the speaker on the car door.
Right.
Now you just kind of tune your radio to 89.9 FM and make sure, we've been out there many a times. And if you do have your car doors open, make sure the dome lights are off. Make sure you run the car for a few minutes before the movie starts. We've seen it. Every movie it happens, you get a few people with the dead batteries. But people don't have quote unquote boom boxes no more. I know a lot of smartphones used to be able to listen to stream the radio and jack it into your speaker, but a lot of cell phones now are even getting away from the headphone jack. Is there something in the future where maybe people might be able to stream it or something in the future?
That is not something that we've looked into. I'm sure there's a possibility there. I'm sure, there's a way to do it, but right now we rely on the people listening to it through the radio, and under the pavilion, we have a sound system where we broadcast it there for the people who are sitting there. So right now it's going to continue the way it is. We have always have a handful of cars with dead batteries at the end of the night, but we're prepared. We have a jumper, and we just drive around on the golf cart looking for people with their hoods open, and we go over and jump them. So we're used to it, and we get it done, and everybody's happy.
That's the thing. I mean, it's part of it. It's become tradition at this point. And I mean, if you're looking for something to do with the family, I suggest you look at their schedule. They're listed on Facebook, the Sellington Drive-In, starting June 3rd. So you got a little bit of time. But like I said, it's pretty much every Saturday. And where else can you literally load up your car with the kids, their friends, the neighbors, aunts, uncles for $20? It's $20 a car load. Or like I you said this on one of them, it's never full. You will always accept walk-ins. Well, people can go under the pavilion. If you don't want to drive in, you can grab a chair, get a good seat, make a friend. It's $5 for a walk-in. Lawn chair is welcome. Cash only, which is, a big thing. People need to bring cash. The pavilion I want to get into, that's definitely, we'll say, improved over the past few years. You guys are providing some awesome eats under the pavilion.
Yeah, the pavilion is a great spot for us. People sit there. We do have separate entity that runs a concession out of the window there. They sell popcorn, candy, and soda. And then we have a couple food trucks. We always have an ice cream truck, and we have another woman who sets up a tent and sells burgers, dogs, fries, and whatever the special of the week is. So a lot going on under the pavilion. And to answer your first question, where else can you go for $20 to have a night out like that? You can't. It's the best deal around. And most Saturday nights we have entertainment for the kids. We have Eric Korp, who comes and out on the football field next to the pavilion. He entertains the kids for an hour or so, and it's just a great thing. I mean, in the middle of summer, you got to get here early to get a parking spot sometimes, so they're here for a while, and the kids get a little restless, so we bring in Eric Korp, and he entertains the kids for a while. Yeah, you're right. We may fill up with cars, but you could always walk in, so there's always room for somebody else to get in.
And because we always get there early, and I enjoy walking around because you get to see the quote unquote people that are tailgating. Like, it's amazing the spreads that some people, because you're right. If you're there early, people bring, I've seen like full blown substations, like people sitting there with the whole substation. Yes. They're making grinders for the family. I mean, people bringing pizza and left. It's amazing to see, like I said, the tailgating that goes on before the movies, and everyone has their little community. You got people with trucks, you got people with cars.
Right.
And I love seeing that. And I remember a while back, one of the car clubs I'm in, it's a Volkswagen car club, and you guys were showing Herbie. And we all parked out in the lot out by the road over there, and everyone came in together, and we just had this like three rows of Volkswagens. You never know what's going to show up at the driving, because you guys do have, the theme nights, if you will, where people can kind of partake and enjoy all these different things.
Yeah, if there's a movie that has that kind of connection, we'll promote it. Like you mentioned Herbie the Love Bug. We had all the bugs. One night we showed Smokey and the Bandit, and we had the Firebird Club show up. So if the movie has that kind of connection, we'll promote it that way and try to organize it. So it's like you said, you never know what's going to happen. It's interesting to see how creative people get with their vehicles and the back of their pickup truck and the tailgate they do. So it's fun. It's fun to just walk around and talk to people.
In one of those, I can definitely see getting people intrigued and dressing up as Greek. I mean, that's the thing. The movie's iconic. The era was iconic. The style was iconic. I can definitely see some nice cars coming out and people dressing up the part to do.
Yeah, and that's something that we'll probably try to promote to try to get people to do that. I mean, maybe with the night we show Elvis, we'll get some Elvis impersonators.
There you go. And I mean, that's the thing. So the starting lineup is June 3rd. Starts off with Jaws. Correct. Then you got Inside Out, Aladdin, Minions, Grease, Puss in Boots, Coco, Moana, Elvis, Zootopia, Sing 2, Incredibles 2. And one I was talking with one of our producers, Matt Sorois, who does the morning show. His son's name is Maverick. After the movie. So, yes, Top Gun Maverick, August 26th. So that brings me to the next question. How do you guys land movies? Like, is there like a like when you guys have a committee meeting, how do you propose and go after being able to show these movies?
Well, we have a subcommittee within the main committee that handles the lineup, and they put their heads together, and they'll talk to people. We get some feedback from Facebook. We look at how long it's been since we've shown a particular movie. We look at how popular the movies have been, because some of these are movies we've shown every year or within the last few years. So we look at, we have all the statistics of what's been really popular. We always try to fit in some new ones. Sometimes it's difficult to get movies like Top Gun Maverick because it's so new, but we can probably get pretty much any movie we want. It depends on how much we want to pay for it, mm-hmm. because the movie studios, they don't care that we're a nonprofit organization. They want what they want, and so we have to pay for all these movies. So the people on the committee put their heads together and they come up with a lineup. We all look at it and we all agree on it. And it's a lot about the feedback and the popularity of these movies.
I mean, that's the thing. Get out there. And like I said, it's a nonprofit. The money, a lot of this money goes right back into the community. All the movies are hosted by different charities. Ground up, you got Sonic 2 and then Dirty Dancing. Another one I can see some amazing times going out in the audience with. But if people want more information, I'd say that the best place is the Facebook page, because you guys are always updating. You know, if there's changes, you can check it out. The rules are there. No pets allowed. Bring your cash. $20 a carload. Where else are you going to have that type of legal fun in the state of Connecticut for $20 with the whole family?
And you don't have to hide in the trunk.
No, bring a lawn chair. Everyone come out with the lawn chairs and sit there and talk to the neighbors, reminisce about the good old days. Everyone get out to the Sellington Drive-In 2023 summer season. Schedule out on Facebook. And joining me this morning is Michael Fasulo. He's the chairman of the committee that puts on this whole spiel of amazingness and community. And it's happening right here at home in Connecticut at the Sellington Drive-In. Mike, thank you for joining me today. And if there's one word you want to give out to the people to stock the car line June 3rd, what would that be, sir?
Well, Joey, before I get to that, one thing you mentioned about the money we raise and donate, because we are a nonprofit. All the money goes to the host organizations that help us every week. And like you said, they're local, most of them are local charities. But I'm proud to say that after 13 seasons, we've distributed over $300,000 to these organizations. So it's been a successful adventure. It's a lot of fun, a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding to know that we're giving that much money back.
That's awesome. For the charities, enjoy it. And it's awesome you guys do that. Continuing the 14th. And Michael, keep up the great work. I'll see you out at a few of these. We're trying to get some groups together to head out. It's always a great time at the Sellington Drive-In. So get out there, load up the car, grab that panel station wagon, and just head out there and have a great night. We'll see you around, Michael.
Joey, thanks a lot for letting me talk, and I hope to see you this summer.
Not a problem. We'll see you out there, sir, because it's great things like this that happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.